Today in Iran is the Eid Fitr. That is the ending day, the final day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It is marked by a prayer which is held at the center or the prayer sites of different cities, different Muslim cities around the globe. And these images that you're watching right now are of the same ceremony that is held right here in Tehran's prayer place. That's called the Musalla. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is the prayer leader today, and he's about to make a speech in a matter of minutes from now. This is Tehran University campus that has been chosen as the prayer site today. Iranian leader there praying alongside with people who have congregated at the Tehran University campus today for the prayers of the Eid al-Fitr, which, as I said, is the last day of the holy month of Ramadan, which is usually celebrated by Muslims around the globe. Iranian leader there is about to make a speech in a matter of minutes, and we're going to broadcast that speech live here on Press TV. On that note, let's give you a report. As I said, as the holy month of Ramadan comes to an end, Iranians, basically all Muslims, celebrate Eid al-Fitr. We're about to give you a report on the same thing before we take you back to Tehran live for the leader's speech. Here's a report on that.
A month of fasting, practicing patience and self-restraint, marks its last day as millions in Iran prepare to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr in the end of Ramadan. To the Muslims, Ramadan is the most sacred month of the year. They consider it as God's feast and pay more attention to religious and spiritual ceremonies.
During this month, we try to get closer to God, also the Rab nights or the nights of honor in which we believe God sends His blessings to those who ask Him are in the month of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we can change by looking deep into ourselves.
Muslims refrain from eating and drinking from dawn to dusk during the holy month as a means to purify their bodies and souls. Now they have to go back to the ordinary routine of everyday life. Many people say they welcome Eid al-Fitr while they miss Ramadan so much.
Ramadan is a tradition that every Iranian has experienced since childhood. We miss it. Of course, it is a little difficult in the beginning, but saying goodbye to it is also hard.
Traditionally, Eid al-Fitr in Iran is followed by visiting friends and relatives, especially parents. But the biggest event in this religious occasion is the massive congregation, attended by millions of Iranians right after sunrise, held in all towns and villages across the country on the first day of Shawwal in the Islamic lunar calendar. Muslims in Iran bid farewell to the holy month of Ramadan as they prepare themselves to take part in the Eid al-Fitr prayers. Traditionally, the event in Tehran is led by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The event is due to take place in Tehran University this year, in which the Iranian leader is expected to discuss issues related to the world of Islam and Iran. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.
Cutting the regular programmings here on Press TV to take you live to that event that is taking place in Tehran right now. That is the prayer of Eid al-Fitr, which is the final day of the holy month of Ramadan. Iranian leader there, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, making that speech. Let's go and listen in.
I would recommend everyone to piety and observance of enjoining to good and forbidding from evil in all our deeds and words and thoughts. I would like to appreciate God Almighty for the fact that we were given a chance, we could live long enough to experience another month of Ramadan, another Eid al-Fitr. This is a great blessing, the blessing of perceiving the months of God's feast. And our nation, as a matter of fact, has utilized, has made the best use of this fasting and holy months of Ramadan. These sessions and meetings and recitations and the prayers and all these programs that usually absorb the pure souls of the youth, the young people that take part in such gatherings, they open up, God willing, the doors of divine blessing. We should appreciate the spiritual soul and connection with the with God Almighty. This is what is institutionalized. It has its deep roots in the hearts of our people. Some individuals might commit some mistakes in their individual lives. Still, the month of Ramadan provides the opportunity for them to return toward God Almighty and be attentive and be warned to give warnings and repent. And all human souls, this spirit of connection with the spirituality is there. Poets put it that way. This is a piece of poetry which says, the day when the soul was being created, there was this this is not a material love. It's not based on lust. This is love for God. This is love and affection to the pure divine values and to the essence of existence. This is something that exists in the nature of all human beings. That's what the Holy Quran says, that it is placed in the hearts and nature of mankind. The spiritual, actually the material attractions are just like some garbage or dust which pollute, which cover the surface of this gem. When the month of Ramadan comes, then this is like a breeze that blows away all those dust, and the gem looks better and shinier. And this is attention to God, which it takes a center stage. Therefore, in this month of Ramadan, it's like many other previous Ramadans, we were witness, we saw that people with various tastes and people from different walks of life with different kinds of dress codes, all of them took part, especially in the Nights of Glory, Fajr nights. They took part in religious meetings and celebrations, and they shed tears in those meetings and ceremonies. This is a piece of Persian poetry saying, talking about the value of shedding tears and such on such occasions. These tears that are shed from your eyes, actually they speak of pure hearts. It's an effervescence from those pure hearts. This should be appreciated by our endeared people. This is a stockpile, let's call it, of this great values. You should preserve that. You have gotten closer to the Holy Quran. You should maintain this proximity. The congregational prayers that's done on time, you know, with the whole of your attention, this should be kept and preserved throughout the course of the year. You should not allow, as far as possible, these material factors and these material, let's call it, ashes to cover this brilliant gem. people who maintain these attributes and this upward movement toward perfection, if this is kept among that nation, then this nation will be victorious in all arenas, spiritual, material, in dignity, in pride, in creating all the national wealth. They will emerge victorious, and God willing, this will happen for our people. And today is the Eid al-Fitr day. In a narration goes, this is the Arabic version of the narration, which means it's a day of givings and alms. It's both an Eid celebration or the day for people to congregate, to converge. Today, in the whole of the world of Islam, the Muslim people celebrate this Eid or festivity, and their hearts are all paying attention to one certain point. This is a great opportunity for the Islamic community. It's a day of that you show inclination toward God Almighty, and it's a day when you cry for God and weep for Him. This is the festivity of attention, insight. We hope that God Almighty will give us the opportunity, so that all of us would be able to, on this day, which is a holy and auspicious day, it's a Friday, we hope that we could use the blessings of God Almighty. Reciting a piece of the holy book.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. This is prayers in Arabic. Peace and blessings of God be upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny, and all his pure predecessors. Praise be to Imams, they are all being recited in Arabic. Praise be to Shia's Imams, from Imam Ali to Imam Mahdi. And the peace and blessings of God be upon them all. I recommend you to divine piety. The first point that I would like to make in this second sermon is my words of appreciation for the great nation of Iran, for their glorious move that they made on the Quds Day. The people of Iran preserved its high spirits, its strong resolute, and its timely manner. It manifested all this in that gathering. 31 years passes since the day our late Imam nominated this day as Quds Day. 31 years pass, and the enemy's expectation was to see this fade away day after day and be put into oblivion gradually. We thank God Almighty that every day this incentive, this burning flame, got more outstanding, and it could well be seen in the people's deeds this year in various countries in Asia, in Middle East, in Africa, in America, in Europe. You could see Muslims in various corners of the world that this day was commemorated, and the great nation of Iran was actually the pivotal role of this great movement of the Islamic Ummah, Islamic community. This day was held with full glory. It indicated that the people of Iran, under conditions when internationally it is required to take action. They know to perform their duties with more incentive and more gloriously, more effectively. The Zionist regime has taken its brutality to the highest level from various corners of the world. Whatever voices of support were raised, they were ignored, and they kept committing their crimes. The people of Iran, under such circumstances, they commemorated the Quds Day even more gloriously and more warmly than any other year before. The plans, treacherous plans of America and the West against the Islamic Republic of Iran gave our people higher incentives. And in what happened to the world colonizers, actually the issue of Palestine is an issue that they want to, in any way possible, they want to put it to isolation. The people of Iran brought it to the fore, and well done to this, praise be to this people. Hope is seen in the words and deeds of our people. This is a reflection of this hope and this encouragement. I saw this in my meeting with elites, with academics, in meetings with government officials and senior officials of the Islamic establishment, in my meetings with senior executives, with entrepreneurs, with people from various walks of life during the course of the months of Ramadan. I witnessed all this in their approaches and their attitude, on their faces, this hope and this encouraging incentive. The people who are so hopeful, and they have this optimistic look toward future, and they have this high resolute, such a people will definitely and without a doubt reach their climax of success. In global and regional issues, well, there were numerous instances of them that matter to the Iranian, to the Islamic community. What was the most urgent was the flooding in Pakistan. Well, it's just called flooding, but in fact it's a natural disaster of high magnitude. For the people of Pakistan, that's one of the actually faithful part of the Islamic community, and issues, this people have been among the forerunners in expression of their faith, in their religious prejudice and commitment. This people are now grappling with a great catastrophe. This Sindh River flows from north to south of Pakistan. It has flooded from the Chinese border in the north of Pakistan as far as the Indian Ocean in the south of Pakistan, the whole line where this river is flowing, this long line, there has been a substantial flooding that has wreaked havoc with people's lives. Over 10,000 villages have been ruined. The whole of farmland and gardens where people actually the sources of income for people and the means of sustenance for them, they have been all annihilated, all tens of thousands of mosques and religious centers in the course of this long river line. They have all been damaged or destroyed. The width of the Sindh River, they say, it's usually 2 or 1 kilometers in certain areas. And this at the estuary is actually where it joins other rivers. There have been a span of 90 kilometers of flooding. Livestock, hopes, people's wealth, they're all gone. And it's estimated that approximately $40 to $50 billion of damage has been inflicted on Pakistan due to this flooding. There have been 20 million people rendered homeless. Several thousand have lost their lives. Kids, women, the elderly. These people are now in need of water. They need food. They need clothes. They need shelter, a roof over their head. They're in need of all basic needs. The months of Ramadan, they spent it in such a situation. They fasted. It's Eid al-Fitr now. It's the day of convergence. It's the day of the Islamic community. Our people need to be more determined and to... The Islamic Republic has given assistance. Some people have given their assistance. It's not enough at all. We need to help more. This is the duty of all of us. Our faithful brethren, our Muslim brothers in Pakistan are not suffering this plight. I'm not just addressing you, the people of Iran. I'm addressing the whole of the Islamic world. I'm addressing the whole world, nations, especially Muslims. In Islamic countries, I'm addressing the Organization of Islamic Conference. We all need to join forces and help. Well, they got together and said $1 or $2 billion is needed. It won't suffice this, the requirements of this nation. That's not enough. Pakistan has been dealt with a heavy blow. We should assist them to the best of our ability so that God would help us. This is really an important issue. Of course, we're concerned about the political instability in Pakistan also. The oppressive forces who are taking the chance, they're using this opportunity. They're abusing this, actually. Some aggressive governments want to turn Pakistan into a military barracks. This is also happening. These are among our other concerns that we hope the great nation of Pakistan will be attentive enough. The government in Pakistan knows their responsibilities, and hopefully God will help them to resolve these issues and to make an exit out of this plight. The issue of Palestine is still the most important issue of the world of Islam. The crimes in Gaza are still being committed. Crimes are still being committed on the West Bank. The Zionist regime with maximum impunity is imposing its crimes against the Palestinian people. And there in Washington, they hold a peace conference. Peace with whom? They want to... The crimes of Palestine, the crimes committed by enemies of Palestinians, they want to cover them up through these negotiations that they have called peace talks. A usurper has come. It has occupied the homes of a nation. This is not enough for them. Still, any kind of possibilities and resources they are using to repress and crush these people, they pay no attention to this. They remain indifferent, the West, America, and others. They are sitting idle and just watching. The aggressor, the criminal, is even being encouraged. And then they hold a meeting for peace. What peace? Peace between which people? Those impudent Zionist tyrants, they also stand against Palestinians, and they say that you need to get along with the process of Judaism. Their great crime is that they want to embark in Judaism. The Holy Quds, the Muslims Kibla, and the near Palestine, they want to Judaize and to make it as the center of their conspiracy and despotism. This is our major issue, and we hope that God Almighty will give the chance to Muslim nations and governments to help them to perform their responsibility in the face of this bitter reality and event. They need to recognize their duties. Of course, the people of Palestine, fortunately, despite all this pressure, they have strongly and steadfastly withstood all these pressures. You cannot believe how resistant, how powerful, and how determined and how zealous a nation can sustain all these various kinds of pressure. Nothing has been able to push them back. Since 20 years ago, since 30 years ago, today, Palestinians have become stronger, they're stronger, they're more determined now. And thank God, they have become more powerful. And without a doubt, Palestinians will be able to cut off the hands of the aggressor and to scrap this fabricated regime from the land of Palestine. People chanting slogans in support of the leader's comments.
Parvardigaro,
we ask God Almighty to accept the prayers and the pains these people have taken, the humility and the humbleness of this people. We hope the God Almighty will accept it all. We request God Almighty to open up the doors of blessing and forgiveness to these people. We ask God Almighty to resolve our people's problems, and people are moving towards success and perfection. We ask God Almighty to facilitate this day after day. We ask God to forgive us and to give us the blessing of Ramadan and the Eid al-Fitr and sublimity and humbleness. And we ask also for forgiveness of God for our dead and for the Islamic Ummah to be more proud and powerful day after day.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم.
Thanks for watching Press TV. The speech given by Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan, which raided all over the Muslim world. The leader in his speech spoke of the holy month of Ramadan, saying that the month provides an unmatchable opportunity to return to God Almighty and for all the wrongdoers, in his words, to repent, because it's a month of forgiveness, he said. He also mentioned the spiritual mood that one person develops as a result of observing the rituals of this month must be kept within him throughout the year. On the Al-Quds Day, and let me mention what Al-Quds Day is, it's the rallies of the final Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. On that occasion, he hailed the Iranian nation for their presence on that day. He said this year it was commemorated by the Iranian nation even warmer than previous year. Mentioned the Pakistan flooding. As you know, Pakistan has been struggling with severe flooding, as some describe as the most devastating natural disaster ever Pakistan has experienced. He described Pakistanis as some of the forerunners in expressing their Muslim beliefs and Islamic faith. He recounted some of the great damages that the Pakistani nation has undergone as a result of these devastating floods, as I mentioned. And he said that the Iranian nation should help their brothers and sisters in Pakistan to the best of their assistance, in his words, at these hard times. Elsewhere in his speech, he denounced the so-called peace conferences. You know, it was held a while ago in the United States between Palestinians and Israel. He said the Zionists use everything within their power to oppress the Palestinian nation. So it's a peace talk between who and who. That's what he asked. And he expressed hope that the Palestinians will soon cut the hands of the Israeli aggressors. Once again, time in Tehran is 9:31 a.m. You're watching Press TV.